baby, it's just like breathing. A melody that you hear and you can't forget.
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Townsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Israel-Iran war rages for a sixth day, neither side backing down. Israel pounding scientific sites in Iran, Iran lobbing missiles into Israel, most deflected. And this morning, a warning. Iran saying any American intervention would be a recipe for an all-out war in the region. ABC's Perry Russum says Israel needs and wants U.S. help.
Israel's campaign against Iran's nuclear program may hinge on a weapon it does not have, the U.S.'s Bunker Buster bomb. Only the 30,000-pound Bunker Buster could penetrate Iran's Fordo facility, a nuclear site deep inside a mountain about 90 miles south of Tehran.
Ukraine says Russian missiles and drones today killed at least 15 of its people. Ahead today, the Fed meets on interest rates to hold the line, probably. The new Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
From WQAM, two in a row for Florida over the Oilers. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. July up 4 to 18 even. August up 2 to 1861. September down 9 to 1892. October also down 9 at 1901. Cheese markets, barrels down 2 to 177. 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 175.5. One trade a barrel, 13 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 257 and three quarters, five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 126 and a half, one trade on the day. Dry whey up a half to 55 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Triple-digit losses once again in the live-end feeder cattle markets due to technical selling in really the live cattle and feeder cattle markets and also in the hog markets as well. Traders are continuing to stress over the idea that markets are overbought and it is time for a correction. June live cattle down 377 to 223.25. August feeder cattle down 687 to 303.35. July hogs down 15 cents to 111.65. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly higher. Soybeans and wheat also mostly higher. Now, there was a mixed crop progress report from USDA on Monday afternoon. Also, there was the threat of severe weather for western Kansas, and that helped to provide some support to the market. Also, outside markets with oil prices firming after the Iran's reported desire to restart talks with Israel went nowhere. And that helped to also continue to provide support to the markets as well. July corn was down 3 1/4 to 431 1/2, but new crop up 3 3/4 to 438 3/4. July beans up 4 1/4 to 1074. New crop up 7 1/4 to 1067 3/4. July wheat up 12 1/2 to 549. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 385, July 387, new crop 379. Cash beans 994, July 999, new crop 978. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 399.5, July 393.5, August 403 3/4, new crop 388 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 408, August 409, new crop 392. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 381, new crop 388. Cash beans 999, new crop 997. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 387, new crop 389. Cash beans 989, new crop at 983. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 405, July 407, August 403, and new crop at 399. Cash beans 1030, July 1034, August 1024, new crop 1009. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and July corn 379, new crop 384, cash beans and July beans 1002, new crop 10 even. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 219 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 210, market cows 111 to 157, bulls 160 to 205, calves 650 to 1500, beef steers 305 to 730, Holstein steers 171 to 455. Sheep markets, light lambs 220 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 220 to 238. Finished beef heifers 220 to 240.50. Finished dairy steers 200 to 214. Market cows 120 to 139. Market bulls 164 to 197.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really? I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. We'll have light winds as morning lows start off in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Highs will top out in the upper 70s, mostly cloudy skies. Fast internet with more streaming options. Call Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I leave in plenty. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done.
A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living. Someone else. There's a that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. Best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
You've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, I'll pick up and truck. It's her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can bed up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Garth Brooks, Two of a Kind, working on a full house here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Looks like more rain on the way, at least for the day today. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Janet Keller, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Farm Technology Days had media day yesterday. I was over at that at the Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, just outside of Clintonville. So we're going to talk with Janet here a little bit about this year's Farm Tech Days and also how Farm Tech Days is going to be moving forward as well. We'll have more with Janet here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farm transitions are getting more challenging. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's no doubt that the average age of America's farmers keeps going up. Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University Extension, talks about the reasons why.
Well, I think you're seeing a couple of things happening here. One, yes, that average age of farmer, they are getting older. Part of that is because of the technology we have within agriculture today, making it where, if you will, more seasoned farmers can continue to farm deeper into their lives and their careers. But yeah, we're also seeing a challenge in bringing those young and beginning farmers back on the farm again as we look there. And so that's leading to an increasing age there.
So why aren't young people returning to the farm?
You bring up the question of, okay, why aren't people taking over? I think the challenge is taking over, as you mentioned, the liability here. To get started, especially in row crop farming these days, does take a tremendous amount of capital. And that is hard for young farmers to gather early in their career. And so you tend to see this, let's call it slower transition these days, as opposed to generations past, in order to get that next generation up and going on the farm.
Successful farm transitions to the next generation require a lot of planning.
That's a big concern, I would say, for a lot of us as we stare at agriculture. But I often like to point out that this is not necessarily a new concern. I know when I first got into my role here at Iowa State, I was digging through some of the historical documents that were left in my office suite, and I stumbled upon some of the writings of Bill Murray. Now, Bill Murray is a well-known figure here in Iowa. He was a economics professor. He ran for governor twice back in the 1930s and 40s. I stumbled upon one of his first papers, and it was talking about the farm succession problem that they were staring at back in the 1940s.
Hart says farmers have been successfully transitioning to the next generation for 8 decades.
We've been through 80 years of this, and we've always found a way to transition that farmland to the next generation. It's just, it's becoming harder to do because farms are larger, they're much more capitalized, and you have fewer folks participating in farming than we had back then.
Chad Hart from Iowa State University. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. We'll have light winds as morning lows start off in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Highs will top out in the upper 70s, mostly cloudy skies. Fast internet with more streaming options. Call Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 64.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about a locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. Yeah.
first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie, pickup man, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region. Could see some more rain today. We'll have details with that ag weather forecast next hour. Farmers, if you had losses from all of the severe weather on April 28th, and then you are in Pepin and Pierce counties, you can get some help from USDA. USDA says that there are now low-interest emergency loans available for producers with a qualifying loss. Now, the application deadline is February 9th of next year. Have any questions on that, farmers, just contact the local FSA office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. In recent years, several livestock pests and diseases have been moving around the world threatening producers. Some, like African swine fever and New World screwworm, haven't yet been found in the U.S., but the Asian longhorn tick is here, and its spread continues across the country's heartland. I'll have an update after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment.
The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, the Asian longhorn tick, or ALT, has now been confirmed in 22 states, including new reports this month from Iowa, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It was first discovered in New Jersey in 2017, and since then, the invasive tick has expanded across the East Coast and now into the Midwest. In Iowa, state officials confirmed the first ever case of Tularia orientalis aikida in a Van Buren County beef herd. That disease is carried by the longhorn tick and infects red and white blood cells, leading to bovine infectious anemia. According to Iowa State University's Extension Service, the disease can cause fever, jaundice, abortion, and even death in infected cattle. Iowa State veterinarian Dr. Jeff Kaizen said, quote, "This is a serious development for Iowa producers. We're urging cattle farmers to monitor herds closely and talk to their veterinarians if they see unusual symptoms." Tularia primarily affects cattle, deer, and sheep, but fortunately, it poses no known risk to human health. Still, there are no approved treatments for the Aikida strain here in the United States, which makes prevention the top priority. Dr. Erica Nagorski, a veterinarian with Iowa State University's Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, emphasized that traditional tick control methods may not be enough, saying, quote, "Insecticidal ear tags alone won't control the species. Producers need to consider broader control plans, including pasture management, poron products, and biosecurity protocols to prevent blood-borne spread between animals." The National Cattlemen's Beef Association issued a statement saying they are working with the USDA and state agencies to understand the threat of Tularia and ensure producers have timely information about controlling tick pressure and maintaining herd health. Experts also recommend producers watch for clinical signs in their herd, like anemia, lethargy, fever, and breathing difficulty. If you suspect Tularia in your cattle herd, contact your veterinarian right away and consider submitting samples for lab testing. I'll be back with more after this.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
While the Asian longhorn tick threat is present here in the United States, the good news is that states with the pest are ramping up education and response efforts to better address the risks. But as wildlife continues to spread the little tick through cattle country, vigilance is critical. Keep up with your state's Extension Service on the spread of this pest. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, making high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You say this ain't over yet. I've said things that I'll regret. Won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Play this game no more.
don't matter who's wrong or right. Honey, love ain't black and white, the way I feel about you. All I want to do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night. When nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins, slamming doors. We both lost this fight before. And I won't play this game no more, 'cause nobody wins. I know something's bound to break if we don't.
I just had to call, babe, I got your letter, and I understood almost every line. You said TLC is what you miss from me. You want back in my arms, PDQ. Now, ooh, I love this game, them three letters by your name, L-O-A. What does that say? She said, oh, baby, it's so simple. Did not mean to make it hard to understand. I've been gone so long. I want you to know I miss my man. Oh, yes, I do. And that message for you tells you what I'm gonna do when I get home. I said, oh, baby, I do love you. And I'm always amazed the way we feel. And I, T-G-I-F, thank God I found you when I did. Yes, I do.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A Wisconsin dairy farmer alleged in a federal lawsuit filed Monday that the Trump administration is illegally denying financial assistance to white farmers by continuing programs that favor minorities. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit against USDA in federal court in Wisconsin on behalf of a white dairy farmer, Adam Faust. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan, that according to the Associated Press. The new lawsuit alleges the government has continued to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that were instituted under former President Joe Biden. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty wrote to the USDA in April warning of legal action, and six Republican Wisconsin congressmen called on USDA to investigate and to end the programs. China has approved 106 new U.S. pork and poultry plants to export eligible products on or after June 12th, Chinese Customs said in a notice on its website. Reuters reported the announcement comes after China and the U.S. agreed on a framework to get their trade truce reached in Geneva talks last month back on track. The newly approved facilities include 23 pork plants and 83 poultry plants, that according to the Chinese Customs database. China in March slapped tariffs of up to 15%, covering $21 billion worth of American agriculture and food products in retaliation against President Trump's imposition of levies on Chinese exports. Hundreds of U.S. meat plants gained access to China under the 2020 Phase One trade deal brokered by Trump, but many lost their eligibility earlier this year. While registrations for pork and poultry facilities have since been renewed, beef plant registrations remain listed as, quote, expired. There's been a major breakthrough with an alternative way of making raw milk safe to drink. A California company called Biotex has secured initial FDA acceptance of its light-based milk treatment process. Company CEO Bob Comstock.
Pasteurization has existed before the Civil War, and there have been attempts to get approval for alternative technologies, but nobody has ever succeeded. So this is actually the first in the world, and it was done here in Fresno, California.
Comstock explains how his company's innovative treatment of raw milk with advanced UV light technology works.
It's kind of difficult to pasteurize milk with ultraviolet light because it doesn't penetrate into the milk. So you have to do it in very thin films and with very high turbulence to renew the surface frequently. And that enables you to kill all the bad bugs in milk very effectively. In fact, we are more effective than heat at killing all the bad bugs.
Tamarack Biotechs is a food company in Fresno, California, which is developing science-backed non-thermal ways to safely treat milk. Agricultural producers in Pepin and Pierce counties who lost property due to recent natural disasters are now eligible for physical loss loans from USDA. The Farm Service Agency is offering these loans for losses caused by high winds, tornadoes, and hail that occurred on April 28th of this year. FSA is offering the low-interest emergency loans to producers with a qualifying loss. Approvals limited to applicants who suffered severe physical losses only, including the loss of buildings and livestock. The deadline for producers in designated primary and contiguous counties to apply for the loans for physical losses is February 9th of 2026. For more information, contact your local FSA office. More than 250 groups representing farmers, ranchers, and agrochemical companies are urging the Trump administration to seek their input on future activities of the Make America Healthy Again Commission after the body's first report pointed to pesticides as a possible health risk. Reuters reports the farm sector is pushing for more involvement in the work of the commission. The MAHA report released in May was produced without adequate input from the farm sector, and as a result, quote, contain numerous errors and distortions that have created unfounded fears about the safety of our food supply, unquote, said the letter sent on Tuesday morning to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. The MAHA Commission would benefit from inviting a public comment and formally including representatives from food and agriculture in any future reports, the letter went on to say. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's that time of year again. Mower season just around the corner. Stop by Comroe Sales and Service and check in with the Aarons and Gravely specialists. Comroe's not only sells new and used mowers, they service most makes and sizes too. So whether you're looking for a Comroe upgrade or just a quick once-over on your current mower, call or stop into Comroe Sales and Service. They'll get you ready for the season. Comroe Sales and Service, conveniently located in Durand on Highway 85 and in Whitehall on Tower Drive. You know, when you get a mower from Comroe Sales, you're getting one bad grass mower.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. We'll have light winds as morning lows start off in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Highs will top out in the upper 70s, mostly cloudy skies. Fast internet with more streaming options. Call Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Currently 62 degrees.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful.
stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green.